coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Joy. I'm full of joy. I give vent to his righteousness. I give vent to love, to joy, peace. When I come in, there's love. Amen. There's kindness. Amen. There's appreciation.
Amen.
When I come, you're going to hear, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. I tell people, never forget to say thank you. For the smallest things, say thank you. Let good things come through you.
Amen.
Yeah. Glory to Jesus.
Amen.
You're still here?
Yes, Pastor.
All right, let's take some more. Can you take some more?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Oh, glory to God. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So Luke's Gospel chapter 17. Take a look at verse 6. So Luke's Gospel chapter 17, verse number 6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, in that day, they knew, those whom Jesus was talking to, they knew the mustard seed to be the smallest seed. So he was appealing to their understanding. If he had faith as a grain of mustard seed, he might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. He says, the little faith, small faith, that you have can do big things. If you are thinking, I don't have faith, well, Romans chapter 10, verse 17 tells us how to get it. He says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So whenever you think you don't have enough faith, get to hearing the word. The word will produce faith and impart faith to your spirit. It will. It cannot fail. It's a principle of the kingdom of God. It'll bring you faith. If you feel like you're not, your faith is not there, oh, I don't know, I don't have enough faith to face this thing, it means you're not hearing the word of God. You're not listening to the word of God. You're not paying attention to the word of God. Because if you will pay attention to the word, it'll give you faith. It'll do it. You don't have to struggle for it. You don't have to try to get it. Just hear the word. Faith comes by hearing. Look at it. It's there. So then, faith cometh. You can't stop it. If you will hear the word, faith will come to you. You know, there's a guy who walked into the church years ago. He came in saying he didn't believe. He wasn't going to believe. But his friends tried to convince him to come nonetheless. And he came in and he was trying not to believe. But he was hearing. Well, later on when I had a chat with him, he said, somehow I believe what you say. He couldn't escape it. He said, I believe what you say. Faith comes. Say, faith comes.
Faith comes.
Do it like this. Say, faith comes.
Faith comes.
So then, faith comes.
Faith comes.
Say it again. Faith comes.
Faith comes.
Faith comes to me.
When I hear the word.
Faith comes to me.
Faith comes.
Now, you know, when faith comes, you got to take it. You got to receive it. It's not enough for it to come. You got to take it. So faith comes to me.
When I hear the word,
I receive faith
in my spirit.
Hallelujah. Our faith is always connected to our need. Hear what I just said. If there is no need for it, there will be no faith to it. So you may find yourself trying to make something happen that will not happen because there is no need to activate faith. Your life is not decided by the happenings. No, you are in charge. You will change whatever situation to fit the call and purpose of God for your life. Glory to God. Okay, now let's look at another thing here. It's in Mark's Gospel, chapter 11. So looking at faith here. Words of the Master, Jesus Christ. It's in Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, from verse 22. You know, many Christians struggle and struggle and struggle for so many things. They're troubled about so many things. You know, because of their experiences. And suddenly, he's happy. And when he's happy, because everything is going all right. And soon as some things go the other way, oh dear, I don't know what to do. What's the matter? Oh well, I don't know what's happening in my life. See, it's happy when things are all right. Things are all right. Circumstances, things happening around him are all right. Then, when they're not happening right, he goes, oh, knocks out his joy now. Oh. Did you ever see that worry looking face? Some people look older because of that. They're like this all the time. Always looking worried. They feel like if they don't look worried, you're not going to know what they're going through. So they want you to know what they're going through. You know what that's called? Witchcraft. It's called manipulation. Because, you know, if they don't see that you are worried, they're not going to care. So you want to get their attention. And if they don't say anything when you pass by, you're going to come back. Then you go, like they didn't hear you. That's witchcraft. Listen, don't give yourself over to the negative side of life. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's so important that you realize that life is what God introduced into you when he gave you his word. Why is the word of God so important? Why is it? The word of God how do you quantify or qualify something of this nature? Something that can you imagine? He says he has set eternity in their hearts. Your heart has the capacity to contain God. It's amazing. This is why, you know, people of the New Age and some other religions think about, they say that God is all and all is God, and that we are all inside God. Are you getting it? They say we are inseparable from this mass mind or mass soul of which we are all a part. And we might one day discover that it was all a game and we were all in there for the pleasure of this infinite intelligence, which means there's really no God. It's just a mind and all our minds coming together as one mass mind. That's crazy. You see, the reason for so many explanations is Satan not wanting men to understand accountability. Because if there's no God, then there is no sin. Can you see it? If there's no God, then there's no offense. So that means I'm not accountable to anyone. So I should think that I happened in this world, if I happened at all. Maybe I didn't happen and I don't know it.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to show you the confusion that they're out there. These guys are so confused. So they're doing something. They say, I may not be doing it. I'm doing it. I think I'm doing it. I may not. I'm thinking I am doing it. It's just my mind. I may not be doing what I think I'm doing. Who could be more confused than that? But listen to Jesus. He was so definite. He was so clear. He called God his Father. He told us where his Father was. He didn't say, well, my Father is in the spirit realm. He didn't talk like that. He said, my Father is in heaven. And then to know where that heaven was, he said, above. Then you start looking around what that above is. Not east, south, or west. Geographical location. He was talking about spiritual location. He said, above. A spiritual location, and he proved it by his ascension. When he ascended, they saw him with their optical eyes. They saw him ascend and go beyond the clouds. That's part of history. Never forget it. Hallelujah. And one of these days, he's coming again. And that's the reason for all this. That's why we're here. Because Jesus is coming again. And we want him to find us busy doing what he told us to do. He's coming again. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do what I told you. I want him to come and find that I'm doing what he told me to do. I want Jesus to come, and I'm happy to meet him. I don't want Jesus to come, and I'm thinking, oh God, is he coming? Is it real? Is he coming? No. When that trumpet sounds, I'll check out of here. I'm looking forward to that. You say, Pastor Chris, is that really going to happen? Why do you think I'm standing here? That's why I'm here. It's part of my preparation. How soon is it? Very soon. Is it days, weeks, months, years? That don't matter. Come on. If you're walking in the light as he is in the light, you got fellowship with him. And so it doesn't matter which day. You're already in fellowship with him. When he shows up, all right, job's done. We're finished. We get out of here. Master says it's over. And you might just have been winning souls on that day. You might have just been distributing rhapsody on that day. And then that trumpet goes with the archangel, the voice of the archangel. And we are gone. The Bible says we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That quick. And we're gone. And there are those who are going to be looking for us. You see, it can't be real. It can't be real. Then they hear people crying in the street. Oh God, did I miss the rapture? Oh God, did I miss it? You don't want to miss that, right? Will you go? How are you going to know? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love Jesus, do his will. Live for him. Live for him. Don't let your life be conditioned upon this earth. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind. Tell somebody, renew your mind. Said again, renew your mind. All right, put it there. So Mark's Gospel chapter 11 from verse 22. Look at the words of Jesus. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Next. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, someone said, I've never seen anybody with faith move a mountain. Was Jesus just using symbolism? Or did he mean this? Can you really command a mountain to move? Yes. Jesus meant it. But Jesus wasn't talking about a game. Jesus wasn't saying that we go out in the street and say, now, you know, I got this power, and I'm here to show you what I got. I can imagine where some of you would like to start. That fellow who doesn't like you or you don't like him. Gonna command his house to be uprooted. He must move out of your estate. See, so he wasn't expecting us to use as a game. This is serious business. Why would you want to move a physical mountain? Our faith is always connected to our need. Hear what I just said. Hear what I just said. Our faith is always connected to our need. If there is no need for it, there will be no faith to it. So you may find yourself trying to make something happen that will not happen because there is no need to activate faith. Our needs always present themselves to activate our faith. So when you find yourself in a situation, you have a need, don't despair. It'll activate your faith. That woman, until she heard that she'll never have a baby, she didn't know she could have one with faith until she was told there was no way out. See what I mean? The fellow who was healed of cancer didn't know he could make it happen until he was told he had 1 month to live. And his faith was triggered. He said, I shall not die, but live. And it happened. Your need triggers your faith. That means never be overwhelmed with your need. Don't say, you see what we need? You see, we need this, we need that, we need that. And then you get overwhelmed. No, let your need connect to your faith. Let your need excite you. Let your need excite you. That's the way I've lived my life. When I connect to a need, I overwhelm my need with my faith. No need overwhelms me. I refuse. You know, one day I was having a conversation with the Lord, and I was saying, Lord, I said, you've so trained me, I cannot think differently. I said, Lord, I find it difficult to think thoughts of defeat, thoughts of needs. I said, I find it difficult. I find it difficult. I can't think the other way. My mind has been conditioned by the word. It's called the wisdom of the righteous. Phronesis. The wisdom of the righteous. You are separated unto the wisdom of God. And when you're separated unto the wisdom of God, it makes no difference what happens. Your life is not decided by the happenings. No, you are in charge. You will change whatever situation to fit the call and purpose of God for your life. That's the way you see things. As you walk on your way, you are coming with power. Yes. Are you hearing me? Yes. Look at your path. Every one of us has a path. Every one of us has a journey. You understand? You are on a journey. And as you're going, there's something you will meet on the way. For David, there was a bear and there was a lion. And then after that, there was a Goliath. Then the armies of the Philistines. And then lots of other armies on his path. But he defeated all of them.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.